Hey everyone, this is Will Power, IndyCar driver, and you are on the road today on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue, and we talk all the time with race car drivers, those in the motorsports community, and oftentimes we have to enjoy that from sort of a distance. You know, sometimes we can be up close and personal in the pits, you know, right there at the track watching it, or even watching some of the action on television. That's not bad, but when you can find an opportunity to get out there and actually get in some of these cars and drive some of these tracks and feel, you know, that excitement of motorsports and racing firsthand, it is something that I don't think can be beat. I mean, when you think about racing and you look at the other sports like football and baseball, you know, Anthony Rizzo isn't looking for opportunities to play pickup baseball every single day. But when it comes to the drivers, even on their days off, they are looking to race either dirt tracks or other racing. They just can't get them out of the car. So there's got to be something to it. On the line with us now, we have the CEO and founder of one of the premier motorsports compound maybe in the country, certainly course and certainly club, and it is so close to home. And we've got the CEO and founder of Audubon Country Club with us. It's Mark Basso. Mark, welcome to WGN.
Thanks a lot, Dane. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, it's exciting. You know, there are certain people out there that if they did not exist, there would be a lot less joy in the world. And I think for those people who love cars and motorsports, you are that guy, because this is the kind of thing that just wouldn't happen everywhere. It isn't, you know, it's not a McDonald's franchise where there's one on every corner. This is a very unique thing. And it's the kind of thing that has been difficult to put together. You can't just run right into it. Now, I remember back, and this had to be a long time ago, during like the Cool Cars Under the Stars car shows in Elmhurst, I would do some of the radio broadcasts to support that. And I would talk with, I don't know that it was you, but there was someone who was involved in that conceptual part of it. I think I may still have one of those brochures, but this has been a dream that was a long time coming.
Yeah. It's been quite a journey, as they say. But when I was growing up, my parents belonged to a golf country club, and, you know, but I was always a car guy. So I would just, you know, love to, you know, drive my Trans Am down the entrance road way too fast. And of course they said, hey, you know, I don't know about your son belonging in this place. So, but then, you know, after college, did a lot of amateur stuff at different car clubs and went to a lot of tracks that were very far from civilization and had zero amenities. So after, you know, you have a family and it's like, hey, I like this fun hobby, but no way are they coming with you to, you know, some track far away that has no amenities and nothing for them to do. So, you know, it's kind of always thought, how come nobody's blended the idea of the structure of a golf country club with a road course? So it was really just a simple concept, and then started getting the business plan together in the mid-90s, got my partners together, and, you know, the three of us all had opposite talents. My background is insurance. My partner, Tim O'Donnell, his background is law, and he's a tax attorney, CPA, and then Mike Keck was owned an advertising agency. So all of us had very opposite talents, and which was very important to have the structure to be able to create this this concept called the Audubon Country Club.
Well, you guys had different talents, but the one thing you had is that common bond, along with so many people who are fans of what it is that you do, and just fans in general, is kind of the love for motorsports. I always thought that it was one of those crazy things that they sell these aspirational vehicles, and, you know, we've got people and friends that have maybe some of those. Maybe you've got a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, but you have absolutely no legal way of enjoying that in the way that it was intended. And now, was that it too, where you got, as you were out there kind of saying, wouldn't it be great to have, you know, a country club based around motorsports, that you found people that said, I know, you know, I've got, you know, two cars in my garage that would love this club.
Right. You know, and as the population in the Chicago area has just grown and grown, you know, when you're 16-year-old kids and you had a Corvette or something, and there were country roads that every once in a while you could have some fun, but, you know, there's the population, there's just too much risk, too much legal issues. So it really, and the cars have gotten, over the last 13, 15 years, cars have gotten amazing. The performance of, you know, even a minivan is faster than the top car, muscle car that was ever created.
Mark, do you have a lot of minivans out there?
No, but if you look at what, you know, even SUVs now, some of the sporty SUVs are faster and handle better than the sports cars from 15 years ago. So really, these vehicles require a place where you can actually drive them the way they're meant to be driven. And that's definitely part of the reason behind Autobahn.
It's exciting stuff. And so let's talk about the different ways that people can enjoy it. You know, maybe not from the country club perspective for everyone, right. but there's ways right. to get out there and experience it, you know, for the day or even bring right. your company out there. So talk about the ways people can get involved.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that Autobahn is basically three different companies. There's Autobahn Country Club, which is the parent club, which obviously sells the membership, and you know that's the what the club is all formed around, the members, you know, their enjoyment of the facility. But we also have Autobahn Circuits and Autobahn Realty. So Autobahn Circuits, we have two tracks there. Our north is 1.5 miles, the south is 2.2 miles, and they link together to form a 3.5 mile circuit, which is one of the largest in the U.S. And then we also have a go-kart track. So under Autobahn Circuits, we rent out one of the tracks, and so we have a lot of different events from car clubs and experiences like Extreme Experience, where people can come out and pay a few bucks and have an exotic car experience. So that's one of the ways that people can come out and utilize the facility that are non-members. But Autobahn has our own performance fleet of cars, which is amazing. We have cars from Audi, BMW, Cadillac, Chevrolet, Lexus, Infiniti, Maserati, Mercedes, Porsche. So members and non-members can come out and, you know, sign up for an Autobahn experience, which is a half-a-day program where you get to drive on track at speed with helmets. You get to autocross, which is time competitive. You get a hot lap with a pro driver, a nice meal, and it's just a great afternoon for, you know, a little over $600. I mean, you get 2 hours of driving in that, which is a huge value compared to the cost of the program. The other program that we do, which is a lot obviously underlooked a lot, is our defensive driving program. So we're very fortunate that BMW has sponsored our defensive driving program this year. So we have a whole fleet of brand new, beautiful BMWs. And for defensive driving, it doesn't go on track, this program. It's strictly learning, you know, the basic skills that driver's ed does not teach anyone. You know, so we have a skid car, which is one of the BMWs with these outriggers on it, and it teaches people how to control a car and oversteer, understeer. They do a wet braking anti-lock drill. They do a lane change maneuver. There's classroom time. So we do this program for teens. So, you know, it's $389, which is way cheaper than your deductible. So really, every parent whose teen gets their driver's license should be coming out here. And, I mean, it saves people's lives. Car accidents are the leading cause of death among teenagers. So, you know, for less than the prom, believe me, I know, from, you know, and a pair of jeans, you can actually do a full day out here where these kids can actually learn how to save their lives. And then we do the modified program for corporate groups because, you know, you have a company, pharmaceutical company, or any business that has a bunch of sales guys or executives out on the road. I mean, when you're self-insured, one accident is $40,000-$50,000 off the books between workman's comp, loss of time, legal issues. So, you know, we've trained police departments. We've trained a lot of companies.
Wow.
And it's immediate results in savings from bottom line. It's a huge return on their investment, you know, with the saving money in claims and insurance and everything. So that is really an underutilized program that we have here, but and we can do it all year round because it doesn't happen on the track.
See, that's not something that isn't necessarily a topic that I had thought of, you know, or was planning to talk about. But
right.
you look
right.
in this day and age. Just recently on the air, there's like a new elevated culinary grocery store that's you know doing deliveries within an hour, and you look at things like Amazon, you know, right. where they've you know got Amazon Now. And they're dropping stuff off within an hour. So much of then you've got the Uber and the Lyft. You've
right.
got so many different elements of our economy in different demographics that are working on the road now. Right, there's more right. people on the road working, and you don't necessarily think of that extra stuff. You know, as far as yeah. the safety part of it. So I think that's great yeah. to mention. Now here's the other part. You mentioned you know the whole kind of and people may have a romantic attachment with you know the Fast and Furious kind of stuff or
right.
or even stuff from
yeah.
Greece, right, where you just find a lonely road and you race. But the
yep.
safety just isn't there. And so that's yeah. nice to have a little bit of instruction time, certainly some of the equipment, and make sure that if you're going to have fun in some of these vehicles, because as cool as they are, they're also powerful and they deserve a little bit of respect to have that safety.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mentioned before. I mean, the modern car is fast. I mean, even four-cylinder little cars are, you know, 2-liter cars are putting out over 200 horsepower now. It's common practice. So really, people really need to learn how to drive these cars, but also learn, you know, have a place to enjoy them the way they're meant to be driven. And, you know, it's just, there's just too much risk these days. And as the highways get more and more crowded, this is, you know, this is nirvana for car guys. You can come out here, you know, we do car shows, we do also the go-kart track, and karting is often overlooked too, because that's, you look at all the F1 drivers and IndyCar drivers, they've all started their careers in karting.
Yep.
And karting is very inexpensive. We have a whole fleet of carts, you know, for come out for less than $100 a person to do a corporate event or a bachelor party, or just a group of guys come out, or and girls to come out and just do an event or charity events. We do endurance racing for charities, which is a lot of fun. So we get a team of four people, and you know, the first guy goes out for 15 minutes, and then the next person, and after an hour, whichever team has the most laps wins. So it's a really fun way to raise money for your charity and have a blast.
Well, it's cool. So there's a lot of different ways to enjoy it, from every, you know, budget, you know, in every situation,
right,
whether it's just an individual enthusiast or a company, right, or somebody. And let's talk a little bit about, you've mentioned amenities, and I think that's one of the things that really sets Audubon apart, is that you have taken that time to make it a place that you can really enjoy, that you can feel a part of, that you can customize, that you can make your own. It isn't as though you have to take this investment and people baby their cars. You know, it's a big step, you know, to give this to Mark, you know, give your car to Mark to hold on to. And so you find a way to make it so that you can take the places where the cars are, the garages and the facilities, and really make them your own.
Yeah, the infrastructure was key to making Audubon work. So, you know, in order to do that, we've sold lots that's around the track. We've sold 74 lots around the property. And on these lots, members have built these garage mahals, which are just incredible. So we have four pro race shops here. So what this does is allow the infrastructure that a member, you know, or someone out in a track day or whatever has some issue, or they're not sure about a tire, we have pro guys here that can take a look at your car, they can store it, they can maintain it for you. So just like having a boat at the marina, you can show up on Thursday and the car's gassed up, fueled up, ready to go. So you can go out and play. And when you're not playing on track, you can come in the clubhouse and have a nice meal. We have an award-winning chef here. We have pro instructors. Our three pro instructors, Tom Bagley, raced at Indy for 3 years. Tony Kester's raced at Le Mans. Brian Lift has raced races World Challenge right now in Pro Mazda. So you get top instruction and so much track time here that our members, when they initially join, who just might have had a street car, suddenly in 5-6 years, some of these guys are racing professionally now just because of the
wow,
opportunity. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like a golfer. If you couldn't practice, you're not going to be too good of a golfer. But, you know, when you have a track and as a member, you can come out as much as you want. And the other side of it, the real estate side, Audubon Realty, has just probably been the most exciting development of, you know, the whole, you know, country club. And really, we are unmatched anywhere around the country. We have over 30 garage mahals that have been built, and Bobby Rahal has a garage mahal here, and they're just getting bigger and and more fun. Each one, everybody tries to outdo the next guy. So,
well, Mark, when
really
you
exciting.
when you put out there that the possibility, right, you get in there, you're having fun, and just before you know it, you're racing professionally. That's a great way to offset some of your membership fees, I'm sure, with a lucrative career as a race car driver. So that's something definitely to look out for. We'll let the listeners know we're talking with Mark Basso. He is the CEO and one of the founders over there at Audubon Country Club in Joliet. And it would be cool for us to be able to, I know we've talked about it back and forth, to do the show live from the facility, or to have some you know, a couple listeners out. I think that would be really, really cool.
Sure. We'd love to have you guys out to broadcast. We also do endurance racing. We do a 3-hour, a 5-hour, and a 12-hour. And this year, our 12-hour is going to be a dusk till dawn race, which is going to be very fun. So they get headlights on the cars. There's no lights on track, so it's the cars lit up and go all night. So we'd love to have you guys out and broadcast from the pits and listen to the sounds and smells and everything, and get some listeners out. They can wave a flag, or we'll give them a pace car ride or something real fun.
It sounds great. For those of you who want to get more information, you got some great photos on the website as well. Give the website, and then give some information how people can keep up with all of different things. And I know you guys have a lot of events going on as well.
Yep. Yeah, we have, you know, Cars and Track is our kind of our Cars and Coffee event. The first one is next Saturday, the 20th. It starts at like 10 a.m. And Audubon's website is audubonCC.com. And then once you go on there, it's easy to enter your email and then join our mailing list, and then you get updated on all the amazing events that come out here. We have the 24 Hours of Lemons coming out. We've had motorcycle racing. So yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
So there's not a high bar on expectations of the car for the 24 Hours of Lemons?
Lemons. It's unexpected, but it's a blast.
Oh, that is great. For those people that love racing, love cars, love what we're doing on this show, you know you're going to love the opportunity to get out there and experience it, whether it's for the day or whether it's for an extended period of time. With the car that you haven't been able to fully enjoy, you can do that with Mark down at Autobahn. So one more time with the website, Mark, before we let you go.
It's AutobahnCC.com.
Mark Basso, he is down there at Autobahn Country Club. Thanks so much for what you're doing.